Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Open radio, marker day, Jill Kravis. And Jill, night number three, saw a major upset on the women's side.
Yeah.
Garbiñe Muguruza, the third seed, sent packing by Sevastova, 7-5 and 6-4. How surprised were you? Not only at the upset, but at the straight set aspect of it.
Well, on paper, you would think it would be
love
very
15.
Surprising, but when I saw that matchup, I actually wasn't that surprised, especially with how I've seen Muguruza compete since she won that French Open title. You know, she's struggling a little bit with these new expectations that are on her shoulders, and you can see her, you know, she's just not, hasn't found herself yet being comfortable with her new role.
15.
Everyone's going after her, everyone's now, she's the one to beat, and she's really struggling dealing with that, and the way I know Sevastova as a player, I've played her in the past, and I know she's a very talented player and what she's capable of. And for me, I thought that was going to be a really tough matchup for Muguruza.
Okay, Bondarenko up next for Sevastova. How do you see that playing out tomorrow?
I mean, that's a great opportunity for both players. It's going to come down to who can handle that situation the best, being in the third round for both of those players. So I think that's going to be a battle, and it's a little bit of a tougher situation for Sevastova after coming off one of the biggest wins of her career. So it's going to see how she can recover from that.
She said she was shaking
Toward
the end of that match. She had a 5-1 lead, and it got a little bit dicey toward the end of that second set. She said, you know, she was certainly feeling the nerves, especially playing
Absolutely.
Here at Ash.
And that's normal. It's very understandable. I mean, she's coming, leading up to one of the biggest wins of her career, she, you know, you're going to see those nerves come into play. It's a struggle, but she finished strong, and Muguruza helped her in that last game a little bit, coming up with a couple errors, but she had an unbelievable match point, a forehand winner in the corner, so she finished strong.
And then we saw Rafael Nadal, the former men's champ, number four seed this year, defeat Andreas Seppi in an Olympic rematch, 6-love, 7-5, and 6-1. Very up and down for Rafa, but obviously winning in straight sets is just what the doctor ordered to get that wrist off court as quick as he could.
Yeah, and the thing for him is like how he's going to hold up physically because of that injury. And so far, I thought, especially in his first round, I thought he looked a lot better this year than he did last year in the beginning of the tournament. And, you know, Seppi's a tough opponent. He's such a solid player. You have to earn every single point. And but the way Nadal has been moving around the court, I think he looks incredibly fast and he looks very fit. And I haven't seen any indication that wrist is bothering him.
Now, earlier in the day, we saw, obviously, Caroline Wozniacki knock out former champ Svetlana Kuznetsova. Novak Djokovic didn't get to play because of the walkover by Vasily, who had to pull out with the injury. How much does that help or hurt Djokovic having not needed to play a second-round match?
In the situation that he's in now, with a little bit of the wrist injury, and I think he's quite not mentally there yet. I thought in his first round he looked a little bit more subdued than we're used to seeing him. That normally players want to play matches because it gets them more into the tournament. They feel a little bit better, with a little bit more confident, with more matches under their belt. But in this situation, I think it helps Djokovic to have another day off and to actually try and get in, you know, feel more confident and get. And rest that injury a little bit more.
All right, we have to talk about the Americans, of course, from day three. John Isner, Jack Sock, both moving on. Madison Keys rolling over Kayla Day, 1-1. First set took only 18 minutes.
Yep.
How surprised were you at the ease in which Madison Keys was able to win?
I wasn't that surprised. Kayla Day, this is
Kayla, please,
her biggest moment. She's
one.
Still a very young player, youngest in the draw, 16 years old. And to come out and play someone like Madison Keys, if she maybe came and played someone that doesn't hit as hard, maybe gives her a lot more balls to hit. But Madison is just hard to get a rhythm. So for her to try and get on top of that match, that was just too difficult.
CC in three over Shelby Rogers. How was that?
Shelby, obviously, both young players. CC, obviously, younger. But, you know, Shelby's considered the veteran in that match. She's the one on paper that should win. And that's a tough thing to handle, especially when you're playing a compatriot of yours. And it's definitely not an easy situation. Shelby came out really strong winning that first set. but you could see it overcome her face a little bit. Right. She just was like, oh my gosh, she had a hard time handling that situation in that moment at that time. But CeCe, one of the biggest things, the biggest positives on CeCe's game is her competitiveness. She's not going to back down.
Into Don't you look?
But she also has nothing to lose.
Well, she's going to go up against the number two seed, Angelique Kerber,
right,
in her next match.
That will be a very good test. That's going to be a good test to see how she handles that moment.
Will she ace that test? No pun intended.
I think it's going to be a tough one.
Okay.
It's going to be too tough for her, I think.
And we're saving the best for last. Ryan Harrison with a four-set upset of Milos Raonic. And I know virtually everyone involved with the USTA was just overjoyed about that. And it was a great match.
It was a great match. And Ryan brings such good energy to the court, too. People love watching him play. He's a pretty feisty player. And to come out with that win, I mean, that's huge. I mean, Raonic obviously having one of the best years of his career so far. And Raonic mentioning that, you know, he added a little bit more pressure and stress to himself. He's one of the most professional guys out there as far as making sure he does everything perfectly. And he even said he just you know, put too much stress on himself and put too much pressure on himself. But he also gave credit to Ryan, you know, in those big moments where Ryan in the past has, you know, the nerves have overcome him as well. But Ryan yesterday handled those pressure moments extremely well.
Well, we know he will certainly have the home court advantage as we head into Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
What kind of chance do you give him against Bagdatis?
Very good. Very good. Bagdatis, obviously a veteran of the tour, former finalist for the Grand Slam. And but, you know, he's had his ups and downs as well. And I think Ryan is going to come in with a ton of confidence after beating Raonic. So I think that's a good matchup for him.
So look back at day and night number three. I thank you, Jill Krabus.
Of course. It was a good day yesterday.
They're all good days.
They're all good days. That's true.
U.S. Open
Radio.
Well,
we'd like to see some sun a little bit, maybe today. But
indeed, from your lips to God's ears, as they say. U.S. Open Radio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.